Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more to listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, well, happy. Still waiting for the files to be released Friday, folks.
yeah.
My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. What a week. I mean, I guess last weekend was Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Which probably for most of us gave us a 4-day work week.
Yes.
For me, it turned out to be a 2-day work week.
Right.
Due to illness. And it's crazy. You know, it's like after COVID and all that stuff happened, 20 years ago.
It seems like
it was forever ago. After all that, it seems like any illness that you get, it's somehow related to COVID.
Right.
It's the thing.
Well, you got to have a license for it.
You got the stank on you.
You got that license to ill.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Well, so you were lingering.
I was lingering.
On the cuff.
Yeah. Well, everybody I worked with, sort of got the crud. You know what I mean? And I was like sort of bragging that, only the strong survive. I haven't gotten it. Well, I sort of had it a little bit until last weekend. And then, of course, little Typhoid Mary came to visit us, and she got me.
She got you.
She got me. If you're going to try to stay healthy, avoid all children.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, yeah. They rounded up all the children.
Right.
And they were very healthy. Yeah.
They are carriers, man. They are carriers. Hold on. For sure. I didn't cough all day until right now.
Of course.
Anyway, so just when you think you're over it, now all of a sudden it's just the memory of it.
Yeah.
It's bringing back. I'm like, I'm having a memory sickness.
Yep, flashbacks.
Yeah, right. Anyway, folks, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse studio located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. And, I just said that we are coming to you live from our Ginzo Garb studio, and we're not allowed to do any commercials or anything like that, but I mean, here's the thing. We do have a company called Ginzo Garb, and now all of a sudden, we got some play, man. We got some play. Yeah. It's been a while, but we got some play. So,
we got some work to do this weekend.
Yeah, look us up. Anyway, you find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. In the studio, well, we've got the usual suspects. We got my blushing bride, Stephanie, on the ones and twos over there. We got our boy, Ty Ginn, and, of course, little old me, Alejandro. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about this evening on the program. And if you want to play along, well, we certainly invite that. Again, 727-804-5891. And once again, that's a call or a text. It seems like lately the trend has been to text, and it's cool because as you text, I respond as you text. Doesn't matter where we are. I just got
there
one.
You have it.
Just got one just now from Debbie Dan Gray. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Debbie Dan Gray. Anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to, or text if you want to play along with the show this evening. I do want to give a quick shout out to my buddy Gary Johnson. Earlier today, I came home, and now with my new work schedule, I get home around 2 o'clock.
Right.
So I come home, and I do my puppy thing, right? And then my dad called, and I talked to him. And then as soon as I got off the phone with my dad, Gary calls me.
Oh.
And he says, hey, man, I think I'm on your street. He says, I'm pretty sure I'm in your neighborhood, you know. And I said, well, where are you? Have you passed Admiral Farragut? Have you done this? And he goes, I think I just did pass it. And he goes, I think I just pulled into your driveway. And I look out the window. I was like, yeah, sure enough, you did.
Oh, he did.
You did. You pulled in my driveway. Okay. Yeah. So we hung up and I went out and I met him. And then we came in the house. And Gary and his wife, Norma, have not been to the house since we moved in when we had the party.
Right. The Christmas party.
Yeah. And so I brought him in. And showed him the library that was not a library,
right?
You know, and he was like, "Oh my God, this is really cool." Da da da. Da. Anyway, so it was nice to.
And showed him the pool without the cage.
Right? Yeah, that was one of the things we talked about. And also, the thing is, Gary's one of my favorite dudes. You know, he lives where I work. He's always the dude that. Gives me the dirty jokes.
Oh, right.
Sometimes I can
keeps
tell
it lively.
Yeah. Sometimes I can tell them on the show. Sometimes I can't.
Most of the times
I can't. Right.
Not suitable.
Yeah. I don't get to see Gary a lot of times in the summertime because he does not like the heat. So he doesn't come out a lot during time, a lot of times in the summer. So it's been a while since I've seen him. One of the things I did notice is that he's got a really cool set of cornrows. And
okay.
I'm like, my man.
How are his wrists?
They're all healed up.
Okay.
They're all healed up.
All normal now.
They're all normal now. That was a bleak day. And that was a bleak day in his history and mine, too. That was like, oh, Lord.
Graphic.
Big, tough Marine can't handle seeing a bone pop through the skin.
Man
Yikes.
Down.
Yeah, my buddy Gary broke both his wrists at once when his, think about this, when his little 10-pound dog pulled him over. What a bust. I'm just kidding. It was horrific.
It was horrific.
It was horrific, and it happened like that. It was like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Anyway, it was good to see Gary.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, he was in the neighborhood, and so we stopped in for a few minutes, so it was cool. Let's see. So where are we in this whole Trumptopian world of ours?
I don't know. I have now. I've tried to disassociate.
Well, it's very good for you because it's hard to. It's hard to. Congress reconvened like the beginning of this month, and they were hoping that we had all forgotten about the Epstein situation.
Afraid not.
Well, guess what, dudes? We did not forget, right? So earlier this week, and for a day or two, they were the victims of the of Epstein were testifying in front of Congress. The stories they told were hard to swallow for most, but there are still those that don't want to release the files.
Of course, because they're in them.
Right. I heard somebody say the other day, it says, okay, look, don't release the files, but please let us know, all the names of the people who are refusing to release the file.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, just let us know. Yeah. Let us know who those jerk-offs are.
Probably a good amount of crossover.
And, of course, all Donnie can say is, it's a Democrat hoax. It's a Democrat hoax. Right. They're after me. Da, da, da.
But then he also says that he has big feelings for the victims.
Well, he did until he heard that the victims decided that they were going to name names.
Mm-hmm.
The victims said, well, don't release the list. We know who they were. We'll give you the list. We'll give you the list.
It's not.
And now all of a sudden, they're a hoax.
Yeah.
They're a hoax. And if you go on TikTok or any other social media, then all of his MAGA morons are like, oh, it's all crap. Why didn't they come forward sooner? Well, they did. This has been going on since the late 90s, mm-hmm. dude. These people were depositioned when they were teenagers. Now they're in their 30s.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, this didn't happen yesterday. This has been happening for decades.
The truth is what the party tells you. The truth is.
So it's all crap. It's all a bunch of crap. Let's see. What else do we have in Trumptopia? Oh, also in Trumptopia. This is wonderful for us here in Florida. Florida has become the first state to move toward abolishing all vaccine mandates, including those protecting school children.
Cool.
Yes. Yay.
That's fun.
Yay.
Let's bring back measles, mumps, and rubella.
Right. Florida's Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, backed by Governor Ronnie D., announced plans to repeal all childhood vaccine mandates, comparing them to slavery.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Well, Joseph Ladapo is a black man, so he would know.
Oh.
He would know the comparison to slavery, sparking outrage from public health experts who warn the move will endanger and undo decades of disease prevention.
Yes.
Well, my whole thought is idiots will be idiots.
We really need to be able to swear properly on the show.
We do.
If we're going to talk
someday
about
we'll
this.
Be on Sirius XM or something like that where we can just let it rip.
What about what about that fishing boat that they blew up?
Yeah, what about that? Yeah.
We're going to start a new forever war with Venezuela.
Yeah, well, I saw the video of it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it AI? Do you remember earlier this week when they showed something being thrown out of a window at the White House?
Yeah.
Well, Trump came out and said, oh, that's AI.
Of course.
Those windows don't open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they don't. Maybe it was AI. But it sure as hell looked like something was being thrown out of a top story window at the White House.
The truth is what the party says the truth is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And not for us to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also regarding vaccines and all things health-related, RFK Jr. spent a couple of days testifying before Congress. The clips I saw on social media were basically of the senators basically calling RFK Jr. an idiot, and RFK Jr. going, I never said that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I never said that.
And then they played the clip where he
played
did.
The clip. Right.
Where he did the press conference and said that.
Yeah, right. Anyway, thousands or a thousand or so HHS employees have signed a petition to have him removed from his job as the secretary of the HHS. So.
And I was going to say, guess who's going to get removed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The thousand people that
signed
the
petition. Well, so many already have. He said that he fired his secretary, because she basically said, no, these numbers aren't right. This is not cool. And he said to her, this is what he said before Congress. He said, well, are you a trustworthy person? And she said, no. He said, so I fired her. And then I think it was Bernie Sanders that said, no. That's not what the testimony says. That's not what she said. So it's so crazy.
It's all a circus.
So crazy. Yeah.
The whole thing is falling apart It's faster and faster every day.
Dude, Trump is so worried about this Epstein thing. It's unbelievable.
Because he knows he's in it.
You can just look at him. He is ill about it. It's like, it's coming. It's coming. That train is coming. It's coming.
I mean, at this point, I think it's more.
But just like what this guy said, this quote, you know, okay, don't release the list, but let us know. I want to know a name, all the names, all you want to say no. We can't see it.
I think he was more than a client. I think he was part of it.
Oh, my God. He was huge. I heard something the other day.
I think he was a funder.
I heard something the other day that there was like 4,700 money transfers from Trump to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 4,700? You know, what do you got to say about it? Well, let's see.
He was a money manager.
Jeffrey was a money manager.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He invested money for me.
So you are a billionaire and you're sending him $1,000 at a time? $5,000 at a time? That's how you're investing your money as a billionaire? Really? I don't know. Who knows?
Sounds more like paying for services.
Not up to me. Anyway, Ty, I know you're going to be excited about this. The 2025 NFL season kicked off last night with the Dallas Cowboys facing the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles won 24-20.
Well, that's a better score than I expected.
Yeah, and there was like an hour rain delay.
Oh, really?
Or lightning delay, I guess it was. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in Atlanta Sunday. To face the Falcons at 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know I like the 4 o'clock games. Why don't they ask me?
I know. Not sure if I like this or not, but early speculation is that the Buccaneers are stacked and headed to the Super Bowl. That pretty much sounds like a jinx to me.
Right. So we don't say
yeah,
those.
I don't even want to hear.
Those evil words.
I don't even want to hear. Right. Mm-hmm. Talking about football, legendary Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, he turned 77 this week. I think it was on Tuesday. He turned 77 years old. Terry Bradshaw.
Is he still going to be broadcasting?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I don't think he's retired or anything.
Yeah, I love listening to Terry.
He's been around for a long time.
Yes, he has.
And he was like, I think the Steelers were like the first team that won like 4 Super Bowls.
Yes.
The first dynasty.
The first
and he was
dynasty.
The guy. Yeah. He was the guy. He was the quarterback, you know.
And
what a great team. Len Swan.
That was
Franco Harris. All kinds of Mean Joe Green. A lot of great players on that.
That
old,
was back when
Steelers team.
Right? I want to say I was in junior high, and we came down to Florida for spring break. Mm-hmm. Went to Disney,
right?
And my friend Debbie Bowers and I, we were at Disney, and we ran into a group of the players.
Cool,
but you know. I watched football, you know, with my dad and my brother.
Right.
But I didn't know who they were. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Oh, right, yeah.
And, but they all had their, you know, shirts on or, you know, like logoed shirts.
Letter jackets?
They're Steelers shirts
right.
or whatever. And they were like, do you know who we are? And we're like, no. But, you know. It was cool.
So let me ask you something. Was it like a situation where they'd come through the door and it was like the music stopped and they were like, where are the white women at?
Yeah, no.
It wasn't like that.
apparently.
Move this closer.
but apparently a lot
can
more.
Can we dance with your dates?
A lot of people that were at Disney were, I don't want to say avoiding them, but they were trying to, like,
right.
give them their space.
Sure, yeah.
And since we were, like, totally unaware,
right.
you know, we're like, hey, you know, what about, you know, talking to them like, they're everybody else in the world, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, I mean, they are people.
They are people.
They are people. And back in the day, they didn't make any money back then, you know? So it was like, yeah, they were people.
You know?
They were people. Now, yeah, they're highfalutin now.
Right.
They're all highfalutin. Yep.
No, it's like we were in line for a ride, and they're like, you know, striking up conversation, and right. they're like, do you know who we are? And we're like, no. And?
Yeah.
Do you know who we are? No. Okay.
Have you ever had anything Armani? You ever had an Armani suit or an Armani dress or an Armani anything?
No.
I don't know that I've had any Armani.
Yeah, me neither. And if I did, I didn't realize it, and I didn't. So that means that I didn't know that I paid for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go out of my way to pay for something, Armani.
It also means we probably did not launder it properly.
Right.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't go in the washer, dryer, hang yeah, up, right. and not be wrinkled, yeah, it's not right. happening.
Legendary Italian designer Giorgio Armani. Passed away the other day. He was 91.
Mm.
Was it Armani?
Armani suits.
Right.
It's
yeah. I bet my dad had some Armani suits.
And I bet he didn't put them in the washer.
No, God no. No. Yeah, Dad. He had a whole stable full
yes.
of suits. Yep.
He had a very nice.
Yep.
Wardrobe.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, there was this place in Georgetown called Britches, and he would go in there, and it's almost like he had his own team.
Oh, yeah.
Of, you know, tailors and
right.
stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the process. I've seen it, where you walk in, and they put it on you. They put the chalk marks on you,
and
you come back in a week, and now you got a brand new, you know, perfect suit, whatever.
Just for you.
I've seen it.
And yep. don't gain any weight and don't lose yeah. any weight.
Anyway, Giorgio Armani passed away at the age of 91. Now, was it Armani, the one where that down in South Florida?
No.
That was not Armani. Who no. was that?
That was...
Because now his sister, the weird-looking one, owns the business.
That's terrible to say.
Well, it's true. But she did it to herself. It was only because of plastic surgery. Who was that? So that, it wasn't Armani.
No, that was, and I can't think.
But remember, because there was that whole murder where he was like murdered on the back steps of his house,
yeah.
and the dude wound up like they found him in the sailboat at the marina or some crazy stuff like that.
But it
one of those other designers.
And but it I want to say it was a G.
I don't know who it was. Anyway, oh, this is cool. Today would have been Freddie Mercury's 76th birthday.
76.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he was the flamboyant lead singer of the rock group Queen. He was born September 5th, 1946, passed away November 24th, 1991. Dig this for a second. This is a little bit of Freddie Mercury at Live Aid back in the day. And this was not long before he passed, actually. But he had such a crowd presence, stage presence, I guess.
Yes.
Can you imagine? There's probably 200,000 people in this stadium. And he's doing it.
Yeah.
Gives me chills.
It gives me chills, too.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, so the other designer, the
yeah.
one that was murdered in Miami,
mm-hmm.
was Versace.
Oh, Versace. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gianni Versace.
Mm-hmm. And what's the ugly sister?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look her up.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're bad, Ty. You are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey. Hey, Powerball, tomorrow night, $1.9 billion. No, not a billion, almost $2 billion. Chances are, by tomorrow night's drawing, $2 billion. This means if you take the lump sum, you're probably going to get $1 billion.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Remember we had the conversation, a week ago when we were talking about, would you take the lump sum or would you take the payout? Okay. I got a little story for you right here about why you don't take the payout. All right. You know all those people that get the...
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Publisher's Clearinghouse. Guess what?
Money for life.
$5,000 a week for life. Guess what? People are starting to not get their checks. And you know why? Because they went bankrupt.
Yep.
They went bankrupt.
Get the money.
That's
up
why
front.
You get your money up front. And you can... Publisher's Clearinghouse, you can get your money up front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that's probably why they went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people said, no, I don't trust this whole thing. You're going to give me I think it works out to be like $260,000 a year, which is fantastic money if you don't have to work.
Right.
You know, you could live on that very comfortably. You know, can you imagine what you could do with $5,000 a week?
Mm.
Change everything.
Right.
Change everything. But now all of a sudden you're depending on that, and now you don't get your check anymore.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about this Publisher's Clearinghouse thing is, unlike the lottery, is that the Publishing Clearinghouse is that if you die, you can designate that $5,000 a week to a relative or somebody else. Powerball and all that, you die, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So get that money.
Yeah, get your money.
You win that money. Get your money, because God only knows, you know, here in Florida, you know, Ronnie D might need to build another detention center.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Make more roads radioactive.
Well, that's not really your money. You won it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't earn it. You won it. So that's really our money. That's from the state of Florida. You know,
yeah,
da,
no.
da, da, da. Bull.
Yeah.
Get your money.
He's got to go buy some more big boots.
Yeah, get your money.
Anyway, we have a ticket.
Oh, do you have one for tomorrow?
I have one.
We need to check the ones that I got for Wednesday's drawing.
Because somebody in Florida won $1 million.
That could be us.
I mean,
we could be sitting right here, right now.
But I not only have a ticket, but I bought it at Publix.
Only takes one ticket.
Yeah.
And you can't win if you don't play.
And I bought it at Publix.
Mm.
Because you know the winner is going to be from Publix.
Usually. Yep. Anyway. So that's that. I'm excited about it. I mean, it's, they were talking today on this radio show that I listened to. It's like, oh my God, is this like the biggest one ever? No, it's not.
It's not.
There was one last year, the year before, that was like $2.4 billion.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And one person won that.
Yeah.
One person, $2.4 billion.
Who's that person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is,
he had a
Hispanic last name, so chances are he's been deported.
Yeah.
He's got enough money, he could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, he left of his own accord.
Yeah, right.
On his own.
I hope the first thing he did is he changed his last name.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not looking for him anymore. Let's see. Debbie Dan Gray says they have a ticket. Gonna win. Then we all gonna win. Or all gonna party. See, I would have liked it if she had said, we're all going to win.
We're all going to win.
That means it's going to be a little something-something on our side. All going to party. Party? I party all the time. I don't need to be partying with any gazillionaire to make me feel good. Give me a little something-something on the backside, baby.
We'll all be well taken care of.
A little something-something on the backside. Anyway. Right? Yeah. Anyway, folks, it's time to take our first break. We have been fooling around now for about a half hour. I'm going to play this song, and this is a live version by the Rolling Stones of the song Carol that I think was originally done by, what's his name? Just pulled a blank.
Well,
father of rock and roll, really. Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, everybody. Dig this. Carol, live. We'll be right back. Well, thank you. That was the Rolling Stones, their live version of Carol, that was originally done by Chuck Berry. The reason I played it, and this is kind of cool, is that yesterday was the 55th anniversary of the release of their live album, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. The album,
the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. The Rolling Stones. The album was recorded in New York City and in Baltimore on the band's legendary 1969 U.S. tour. I don't know. If you listen to the show, if you know me, you know I'm a huge Stones fan. So when I saw that yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, well, we got to play this.
Well, and that was 1969?
Was when it was recorded.
Was when it was recorded.
Recorded live, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't one of their first farewell tours.
No. No, I'm sure they've played it on a lot of their farewell tours. This is that back was from Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, which is a fantastic album. And it's all live. It's all live versions of songs. And, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out was released 55 years ago yesterday. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, let's see. We are back with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along. We've done our first half hour. That means we've still got about an hour and a half to go.
We've got, a ways to go.
Hopefully we can find a way to entertain you.
I hope you have enough notes over there.
I do, baby. I do. Have you? Is it?
What do you want to say?
Is it possible to go into a Home Depot bathroom that hasn't been blown up or in the process of being blown up? My God.
I don't think so. I've never been in one that wasn't.
Jeez Louise, man. I went to Home Depot the other day, and for whatever reason, Home Depot is like a pee trigger for me.
Oh, yeah. It's like
every time I go to Home Depot, I got to pee.
Now that we're here.
But I don't know if it's every time I go to a Home Depot bathroom, it's either in the process of being blown up or it was just recently blown up. And it's like, my God. I mean, you would think that like...
So here's my...
You would think they would have, like, special vents or something like
well,
that.
Well, here's my idea.
Yeah.
Not to call people out or whatever, but you know how we have, like, men's rooms and ladies' rooms?
Yeah.
Let's just make them unisex.
Oh, God, I don't know about that.
No.
I followed you into the bathroom a couple times.
And let's instead of separating the bathrooms by gender, let's separate it
in degrees of what you think might come out of your body.
Number one or number two?
Yeah.
And the number twos are all individual
and out back.
And with
they're not even part of the store.
And
they're not, you have to leave the store and go out to a whole different thing.
You know,
there's big fans.
Yeah, with the filters and like disinfectant.
The fart fans in the ceiling look like helicopters. It's like, we got to get this out of here.
And instead of it just being the little scent sprayer
it's gotta
on
be,
the wall,
it's gotta
if
be
there's
completely
like
crazy.
Six that just shoot disinfectant.
I'm so crazy. It's like the only place I like to poop is here at the house, but I've gotten into a sort of a habit because I go to work at O'Dark, and I'm like the only one awake when I get there. So a lot of times if I haven't completed the mission here at home, I'll take care of it at work. And I'm not really concerned about anybody coming in after me. If during the day, now that everybody's awake and I have to go and do my thing, it would only be an emergency
where you couldn't get all the way home to do it.
Right.
Then you should just go up to Home Depot.
But then fit right in.
It's closer.
Well, there's times when I don't know if I can make the trip. You know, I might
not road stable.
Yeah. I might foul the BUV.
That is not a possibility.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's so crazy to me. If I walk into a bathroom at work, one of the first things I do is I kind of glance under the stall, the stalls, to see if I see any feet. And if I do, I just walk out. I'll go pee outside.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sharing this with you.
Aren't.
This is your experience. I don't have to be part of it.
That's your journey.
I had nothing to do with what made this happen.
You know? Right.
Don't try to talk to me.
But right. if it's code brown, and I think your bathrooms, like most, do you evaluate how many people are at the pool? Like how many men?
Well, see,
are at the pool.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Who would be likely
come in? Well, that's what's beautiful
and
about.
You look out and it's all ladies, and you're like, all right, I'm
that's
cool.
That's cool, yeah. Well, a lot of times I'll use the ladies just because God only knows who fouled the men's room. So I'm in there blowing up the ladies' room. I tell you what, though, and this is true, the times that I've had to go in and un-F a bathroom.
It's always the ladies.
Well, it's always the ladies.
That's why
I feel like if I go in there and blow it up, everybody would be like, oh, well, that must have
like
been Gladys.
You,
they've got all that repressed anger.
That must have been Gladys. Yeah, that must have been Gladys. All those years of being put down by the man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's something also that's poop related.
Mom, I hope you're not having dinner. Poop talk.
People. It says here, the study shows that people who take their phone into the bathroom are 46% more likely to get hemorrhoids.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess if you sit on the pot long enough, you might get some sore danglies. I never had a hemorrhoid.
Don't jinx yourself. Knock some wood.
Ty, you ever had a hemorrhoid?
No.
I never did.
But you had the fissure.
Well, I had the fissure. Well, I went to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, why are you here? And I said, well, I think I have a hemorrhoid. So he lays me on the table, and he looks at it, and he goes, well, why do you think that you have a hemorrhoid? And I said, well, I never had one before, but I mean, I never had this kind of pain near my, you know, butthole either. You know, and he goes, well, you don't have a hemorrhoid, you have an anal fissure. Like, oh Lord, that sounds worse. thanks.
Dangers of hacky sack.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ty, do you know anything about this, or Steph, do you as well, do you know anything about this 3-Eye Atlas interstellar object that is starting to get quite a buzz? We've talked about it on the show. This is this thing, this object that has now come from out of our
speeding up and slowing down. It's got weird lights.
So in the beginning, and it's, let me say it again, it's 3-Eye Atlas is what they're calling it, and they're calling it the 3-Eye Atlas interstellar object. Okay, so a month ago, when we mentioned it, there was this Harvard professor, Avi Loeb, who made a report. I think he put it in the New York Times, whatever it is. There's something coming toward us. It's like coming toward us.
It's not like a meteor.
Well,
they don't believe it's inert.
It's weird.
It doesn't have the characteristics of like a regular asteroid or anything like that, because there's no like dust trail, like that.
And the speed keeps changing.
They say the average speed is 135,000 miles an hour, but it changes speed, right? So I think they said, if I'm remembering correctly, next month in October, like around the 27th or the 29th, it's supposed to be on a direct trajectory like toward the sun, but still, like if the sun wasn't there, we'd be in its path.
Right.
So the big thing is, The big thing is if it goes around the sun, it's got to be alien.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, like last week or the week before, now the thing, it's like, does that thing have lights on it?
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden they think it has lights on it.
So this would be a good time to relocate Space Force.
Your mom says she's going to be having dinner around 7:30. Storm coming in. Well, we can bring up some more poop talk around 7:30. What time is it?
It's only 6:44.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do for you.
Noted. I'm pretty sure it won't.
Poop talk, blood and guts, something. We'll find something.
7:30.
Mm. Right. I don't know. To me, it's exciting. It's exciting to hear that. Since Avi Loeb, this professor from Harvard, mentioned it, a lot of people poo-pooed it. But now all of a sudden, there are more and more people that are like, "Oh, hold on."
Well,
hold on.
Your first reaction is to poo-poo something right. like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're out of your mind, Avi. Loeb.
But then you start doing your own investigation.
Right.
And looking at the facts, and it's like, oh.
No, look, they're on their way over. They want good seats for the new World War.
Yeah. They'll start lining up all around the globe.
Well, this thing supposedly is like the size of, like, what'd they say, Manhattan or something like that. It's supposed to be big.
Yeah,
you know, it's big, and now all of a sudden...
Look how much space there is all around the Earth to watch the world.
Now it's changing speeds, explode. And now all of a sudden they feel like they can detect lights on it. You know, it's like, cool, what's happening? Listen, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Things are bad down here.
Yeah.
We need help.
I am all for it. Bring it on. I think I've always said in my lifetime, before I check out, wouldn't it be cool if we found out that there was actually life out there?
Right.
You know, and if they're going to come and bring it.
Well, and whatever they're going to do is no worse than what we are going to do to ourselves.
I would rather be taken out by 3-Eye Atlas than by Russia, China, Korea, and India.
Or America.
Because old Donnie seems like he's poking those bears. You know what I mean?
He's probably poking the alien bears.
You know, the four of them had a meeting the other day, and they didn't invite him, and he was upset about it because they're conspiring against me. Why wouldn't they be?
They were also talking about immortality.
Oh.
And like how they can do that now with organ transplants.
Mm.
So, right. Yeah.
That's funny.
And we wonder why the aliens might be
coming. It's funny you mentioned that because I was talking to my dad. I know after, I just lost this tooth. It's been a couple of months ago now. And I think it's finally healed up. But people are even the dentists are like, well, you might want to get a transplant in there or a post and a fake tooth in there, whatever they call it. And then I saw something the other day that says Japan, they're coming out with a medicine that you can take that will regrow teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
If I can do that instead of going to the dentist, and have them drilling holes in my jawbone, let me chew on this special gum, and in a month I'll have a new molar
growing out of your forehead,
out of my forehead,
or the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yes. As you age, the physical deterioration, the inability to do what you used to be able to do.
Can't do what I used to do.
Is definitely a thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you don't think so now, Ty, but you wait.
However, you wait, brother. I don't want to physically replace my physical parts unless they can assure me that my brain is going to continue to function properly until said parts wear out.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like the people that, you know, the cryogenics.
I don't.
That have their, like, their head removed.
I don't know, want.
And frozen, and then hoping that they come up with a solution that at some point they'll, I guess, I'm guessing that their body has also have been frozen, and that they'll come up with some sort of cure to fix whatever it was they died from, and then they can plug their head back on or something. I don't know what it's all about.
Well,
it's all sci-fi to me.
My whole thought is,
I believe in that sci-fi stuff a lot, like I believe in religion.
I, you know, so, okay, like whatever. Alzheimer's,
whatever.
Dementia, you know, unless I'm mentally able to care for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever falls apart, don't fix the physical. You need to fix the mental.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean,
they
I think
need
we
to
should,
be hand in hand.
Well, we should probably start working on that now.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner rather than later.
Right. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So what was it last night? We watched the fourth episode of the new South Park season, and it was all about the new toy craze, Labubu's. Labubu's tariffs, Satan being pregnant by Donnie.
Oh, and don't give out the plot twist.
Right. Man. South Park, I'm telling you. Trump has been, has like gone out of his way to like get rid of like a Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing his best to, Jimmy Kimmel will be next. And then, Seth Meyers and,
John Stewart.
Yeah. They're all going to go if he continues to get his way. But these boys that are doing South Park, man. They're brutal.
They're a light in the dark.
They are brutal.
They're playing hardball.
Yeah,
which
they
makes
are.
Me think that when they signed that deal with Paramount, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That they took the money.
Yeah.
And they are in an undisclosed location.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I don't know.
Far away from the United States of America.
I dig it. I really dig it. And what I dig about it is that unlike our show, and we were talking about it before the show, there's things that would be really nice if we could throw around some four-letter words, you know what I mean? And we can't, but this is not that kind of radio. This is not internet radio. This is not Sirius or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So you can't do that. But you watch South Park, oh, it's all in there. They don't pull any punches, and the four-letter words just fly, and it's like, okay.
Well, they're, you know.
That's
they're,
what you need to do.
Their cable programming, I think that might be the only criteria. Cable.
Yeah.
One of the big takeaways from that episode last night is Satan being pregnant by Trump. Mm-hmm. That's yep. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see that happening. I guess. Let's see. One of the things that I wanted to say, and I saw this thing on Facebook the other day, and you know, we live here in Florida, and we have migrations of birds of all types.
All types
here in Florida. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is, it's like, where would be a cool place for us in our yard to put like a hummingbird feeder? Do we have hummingbirds here in Florida?
We do.
Do we?
We do.
I saw this thing on Facebook yesterday or the day before, and it showed this migration from the Northeast, the Midwest, of all of these hummingbirds, I'm like by the thousands, all flocking down from those, you know, places that are about to be cold, and they're all going down to the Yucatan, what the migration didn't show is that any of them were coming to Florida. And it's like, oh, why are you coming to Florida?
Because you know, they have the news. They know what's going on.
I guess.
Yeah, right.
But
flyover state.
And just quick off the, you know, you're posing a question. Mm-hmm. My quick answer is we no longer produce the amount of citrus. Their food supply has been diminished.
Well, all you got to do is put like sugar water in a jar and they'll flock to it.
But the Yucatan is still very agricultural.
I guess.
Where it's actual natural. Mm-hmm.
I love when we were up at Paul and Jenny's up in Virginia. They got this big plate glass window in their living room.
Mm-hmm.
And right outside is this hummingbird feeder. And it's like, you know, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a bird feeder. And they're like, no, that's a hummingbird feeder. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, my God, that's a hummingbird.
Right.
Yeah.
Hummingbirds it works. Great.
It works. You know, I mean, where would we put one here at this house?
One.
Yeah, well, we have to just surround the house with them.
We would
do they eat mosquitoes?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But
seems like they would be perfect mosquito combatants.
All that flapping they do
wears them out.
Would discourage the mosquitoes.
Yeah, blow them away.
No, I'm thinking we put, you know, I don't know, 4, 6 in.
I'd like to have one like maybe we put one outside the studio window here. So
oh,
we're doing
yeah.
the show, and it's like, oh, my God, look at.
And I'm thinking several mm-hmm. in the Royal Ponciana.
Yeah.
So that they're in there
mm-hmm.
under the canopy.
Yeah. Dad says, lots of birds migrate through Florida. Uh-oh. Hold on. There are hummingbirds in Florida. Well, that's cool. Jenny Hunley just sent me one, a picture of their hummingbird feeder. And currently, and I don't know if this is a current picture, but it has a hummingbird.
Right there.
Right there. Right there. And this one is not in front of the plate glass window. So they have several.
They have several.
Mm-hmm.
They encourage them.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I mean, we were talking about putting plants out in the garden to attract butterflies.
And dragonflies.
And dragonflies, right. Yeah.
Encourage the pollinators.
Yep. Pollinators, the mosquito killers.
Yeah, the mosquito eaters.
Right.
We need a couple bat houses.
We need some bat houses. Yeah. Yep, we do. Hold on.
We definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Purple martins. Do we have purple martins here?
I remember my dad, when he had his house at Solomon's Island, he had it like a purple martin house.
I love those purple
those
martin
are kind of cool
houses.
Looking because they're like sort of Cape Cod-ish, but they have like all the little holes in them.
Right. They're right? like the Cape Cod condo.
Yeah.
Birds.
Right. I'm getting a bunch of, let's see.
All right,
this is Dad and Vicky's, I guess, their bird feeder. This does not look like a hummingbird, but it looks like it might have. Hold on, I gotta blow it up. Oh, it's got a woodpecker on it. And some other bird.
At work.
Looks like a dove. It looks like a dove and a woodpecker. This
work,
might be like right now.
This
is happening right now.
At work there's a bird feeder that someone has put out. And they're cardinals and they're a couple,
right?
The male and the female, and they show up every day,
yeah,
and they hang out at that bird feeder. So I see this cardinal couple at the bird feeder every day.
I know it's like I remember when we first moved down here. What is this? Hold on, I'll have to look at this during the break. I remember when we first moved down here and I was with somebody and they were like, oh my God, what's that red bird? I was like, that's a cardinal. They're like, I've never seen one of those before. And I'm like, dude, I'm from Virginia.
Yeah.
It's the Virginia state bird.
It's the state bird.
Get over yourself.
Got lots of those.
Have you ever seen the bitches? They're not so pretty.
Yeah. No, but this, I see them. They're always together.
Mm.
And I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So Dad just sent me another picture, and this looks like a falcon or,
oh,
a,
wow.
or a hawk. A hawk. And that was like 2 weeks ago, right outside his window. Dad's like a birder.
Yes, he is a birder.
Yeah, he's got bird books and stuff like that. The Sandhill Crane. This is from Debbie Dan. Oh, my God. We're getting all kinds of pictures of birds.
Everybody loves the birds.
Yeah, we do.
Who knew?
Well, we're getting ready to take our break, and during the break, I'll look at all these pictures of the birds
and the text messages.
We'll have a bird conversation when we come back.
Bunch of ornithologists.
Ornithologists.
Yeah, right.
We need to have a bird watching group.
Yeah.
We'll organize
start
a
bird
it.
Talk.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. Still getting texts. Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. We've been with you for an hour. We have another hour to go. But during this break, I've got a bunch of promos that I want you to listen to, because there's all kinds of fantastic programming going on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. And in fact, Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, for the second year in a row, won best radio station in the Tampa Bay area.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I saw the text message.
Did they win?
Yes.
Or
they've gotten it.
No, the award ceremony isn't for another 24 days.
They got their email.
Well, that they're a winner, which means they came in first, second, or third.
All right. Well, whatever.
Okay.
We're winners.
We're winners.
And we're part of that team.
Yes.
I didn't get the email.
We didn't get the email. Thank you, everyone.
If you
for
voted
voting.
For us, thank you so much. But you should have voted more. Damn it.
Try harder next time.
Just kidding. It's a whole thing. Anyway, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. And we'll get into. I'll peruse all these bird pictures.
We're going back to birds, baby.
Yep. Let's talk about Yoga Joes when we come back. All right, folks.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, well, welcome back. And that little ditty there was Will It Go Round in Circles by Billy Preston. And the reason I played that is because Billy Preston turned 79 years old on Tuesday.
Yes.
79. Billy Preston, everybody.
And it goes right along with our bird talk. Going around in circles like a bird up in the sky.
Hi, hi. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It does. So anyway, yeah, so Billy Preston, legendary. What would you call that that music? That's what was that?
What genre?
Is that early, I guess that's early R&B. Not so early, because that's probably 70s. Would you consider that R&B? What would you call that?
I think it's... I don't know the name of the genre.
Right.
But this is where...
It's not funk. R&B... I don't know what it is.
...started to go towards disco.
Well,
it's got kind of a disco dance.
A little bit. What I like about it is that a lot of times when I listen to Billy Preston... I think his voice sounds a lot like Stevie Wonder a lot of times. And so it's like, so whatever that genre is, I'm not sure. I'm sure they probably call it R&B. It's probably on those R&B labels. I don't know. Anyway, Billy Preston, 79 years old this past Tuesday. I hope you dug that song. I've always liked that song. We've played it on the show a number of times. Anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We got Steph in the studio. We got our boy Tygan, and of course, little old me, Alejandro. And
we have a storm rolling in.
We have a storm rolling in. And Steph looked at the radar over the break, and it looks like it could get a little serious. So if we lose contact with you, just know that we will be doing everything in our power to get right back to you. So,
Long as we have power, there's a lot of lightning.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
A lot of lightning with this storm coming in.
As soon as we started taking the break, I heard thunder, and then I looked out the door here of the studio, and I was like, "Oh, is it raining?" And since then, we've opened. Now that the sun has sort of gone down a little bit, we've opened up our curtains, so now we can see out there, and it is full-on raining out there.
Full-on rain and a lot of lightning.
A lot of thunder and a lot of lightning. Yeah. Anyway, before the break, I said that we were going to talk about Yoga Joes, and what I mean about Yoga Joes is, remember when you were kids and they used to have, you could go and get like the bag of
army men.
Little plastic green army men, mm-hmm. right?
In all their different poses.
In all their different poses, right. One was kneeling. One was carrying a bazooka. One was laying down. One was like arm back like he's throwing a grenade. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing, right? And and I think I just gave the whole complete description of all of them. Yeah. Anyway, years ago, I saw this thing and it said Yoga Joes. Okay, so it's the same green men. They're a little bit bigger, and they're in yoga poses.
Right.
Right, and there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them in this little case that I have, and they're the Yoga Joes.
Yeah, you got those for Christmas after you brought them up on the show. Right. It was like, oh, that's a...
They're so cool. So they're these, like, these... green army men doing yoga poses, right? So anyway, I saw the other day on Facebook, and there's these other green soldiers, but it's a whole mock-up of these Joes doing yard work. They got one like raking, one mowing, one pushing a broom and stuff like that. And it's all to sort of make fun of President Trump bringing in the National Guard
to pick up trash.
To pick up trash and mm-hmm. clean up Washington, D.C., you know. So now all of a sudden we've got these, not Yoga Joes, but Trash Joes, whatever you want to call
Joes.
Them. Yeah, maintenance Joes.
Maintenance right? Joes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If those are available online, I'd like to get a set of those.
Okay.
I have the Yoga Joes, but I would love to have the... yard work Joes.
Mm-hmm.
The yard work Joes.
Hold on. I'm starting Dad's Christmas list now.
If I can get some yard work Joes for Christmas, I'd love that. Yard work Joes. Let's see. Oh, so we talked about... Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. That's my illness coming back.
It's becoming RFK in front of us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
At least his skin isn't scaly.
Not yet.
Only on the inside.
Next week. Yeah.
That's just his intestines.
So, yeah, so we were talking about birds before the break, and I got some great pictures of birds, hawks and peckers and
boobies.
Doves and stuff like that. And Paul tried to send me one. And it still has not loaded. So it must be some sort of really rare, spectacular bird. I'm looking at Paul's text right now, and it's still trying to load. So this must be one hell of a bird. And I swear to God, Paul, if this opens up and it's just your hand with the bird, I will always love you forever. But that will make my day. Anyway. It'd be like, yeah, that's what we waited for. Cool.
Look at this one.
Yeah.
What about the dance? Otis Day in the Nights.
Otis Day in the Nights. Doing the bird.
Doing the bird.
Doing the bird, right? Anyway, so we
Party playlist.
Mm-hmm. So here's something that I was thinking about the other day. If you could ask, I don't know what you believe in. You know what I mean? I don't know what anybody believes in. Everybody, I think, has something. I mean, for me, I'm not a religious guy. So I don't, you know, I'm not like looking for God to do anything for me or Jesus or anything like that. But I think everybody...
I'm looking for strength.
Well, but I think everybody either goes within themselves or relies on the people around them, you know, to sort of, you know, make their way, you know, way through life, that kind of thing. But I saw this thing the other day I thought was kind of interesting. It's like, if you could ask one huge question to whoever it is thinks that you think, like if you were religious, if you could ask one huge question to God, if you could ask one huge question to whatever you believe in, whatever your belief system is, what would that question be? What would the question be if you could ask that one huge question? It's like, I saw something the other day. When I saw this, one of the biggest responses is, what's my purpose? What's my purpose here on earth? Why am, what is, yeah, what is it? What is it that I'm supposed to get out of this? What is it that I'm supposed to contribute to this?
That's where my head went.
Yeah.
Is why?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
You know you're here because your parents, you know, did the deed, and now all of a sudden you're there. But if you believe a little bit farther than that, if you believe a little bit more spiritually or whatever you believe in, I'm not religious, but I think there's something out there. I don't know that there's something out there, but I feel like, look, I talk to myself a lot, so maybe I am my higher power. You know what I mean? Maybe, but I've always said, people say, well, if you don't believe in God, what do you believe in? And I've always said, well, I believe in me. And if you're my friend, I believe in you. And if you're my family, I believe in you. I believe in the people that are around me. That's what I believe in. I don't believe in all the other stuff. I don't believe in all the other stuff that you're wanting me to believe in. So
I believe in karma.
I do too, for sure. I definitely think that you do bad things will come back to you. But if you were to ask one big question about your life, you know, what would it be? You know, what would you ask? And I like the one that we came up with, you know, that I heard more often asked than not, is what's my role here? What's my purpose? What's my...
And am I fulfilling it to the best of my ability?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Some doors are better left closed.
I'm starting to... I mean, like tonight I'd like to ask, the one big question is, am I going to be like $2 billion richer on Monday?
And will that make me a better person?
Oh,
or
absolutely.
Worse?
I'll be better dressed. I'll have a nicer car, a bigger house. I might even have a boat.
No boats.
I'll take care of my friends. Oh, I'm not driving the boat. I'm not driving that boat. It's going to be my big, oh my God. I remember back in the day, I saw this guy and the name of his boat was BAB. And I said, let me guess, big ass boat? He said, yep. And it was a big ass boat. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see.
He didn't say anything about a better attitude.
So your mom wants to know what really comes after life. And that's a good question.
That is a very
What really
good...
comes after life? Is that the...
Is this it?
I don't know. You know, for me, for a lot of years of my life, I've always thought that when you go, you go. You know, I remember I had a conversation with my dad years ago when I was a kid, and we talked about death at one point, and he said, "Well, yeah, but your soul still is still there." And I'm like, "Well, like where? What do you mean your soul is still there?
We're energy.
I think, and this is what I believe. I think that once you die, I think that you go on in memory. You're right. Just in everybody's memory. And that's why in your life, you can't be a complete schlub. You've got to have people that will remember you for good things.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
And not necessarily bad things, unless you're bent that way. If you want people to remember you for doing bad things, like Trump,
keep going.
Put that in there. Right. Mm-hmm. Then just keep doing what you're going to do.
And doing a great job.
And yeah. Yes, you will be remembered in history. Just like Hitler.
But I mean, if you think about
it, as much as they try to erase, it's still there. We all still know.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, we've had some people, you know, pass in our family recently, and you know, it's always hard. It's never easy. But one of the things that I take comfort in is that I've got this picture of Bill right here next to my computer, and he's got that great smile, and it looks like he's looking at me. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's looking at me. So every time I come up here, because I know that he liked to listen to the show, every time I come up here, I feel like he's looking at me saying, what are we going to do today?
Right.
And I get that. I love this picture. It's like, it's the best picture of him that I have. I love that. But anyway, we sort of got off. But I guess what really does come after life, and it's hard to say. I would hope.
And
that
is this it?
Yeah.
Is it just the memories that we make, the things that we do, that help us to live on?
Maybe when 3-Eye Atlas gets here in a month or so, they'll be like, all right, morons.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to show you how it's done.
This is what's going to happen.
You become the energy.
We're
going to
come down. We're
going to
suck all the life out of you. Then you're going to be our slaves back on Farnak. Whatever. I don't know.
We have more oxygen.
Check out our really cool, really huge spacecraft. We've been flying here for like 2 million years. We're tired.
Yeah.
Time for you guys to pay up.
Where are the white women at?
Yeah. Where are the white
women?
Steph?
What'd you do with all the clean air and water? How'd you mess that up so quickly?
We left this place so nice.
That was Biden. I'm pretty sure that was Biden.
Uh-huh.
Well, according to Trump, Biden messed up everything. Biden just messed up everything. Yeah.
Bad.
What are we doing? Yeah. Oh, boy. What's something? I don't know when I want to bring this up right now. We need to do something quick. So, quickly, I saw something the other day that said Saturday Night Live is shaking up their whole cast. And, man, some of the ones that they're letting go are pretty big hitters.
Right.
And I don't have the names here.
I know. I
meant
Heidi
to look
Gardner
them all up. Heidi Gardner. But Keenan, they never mentioned him. He's still there. And I don't know what they mentioned 5 new names that people I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what's the reason for the shakeup? I thought that Saturday Night Live was rolling along pretty good. I've watched Saturday Night Live pretty much from the get go, and I don't think that the current administration is a bad administration. I think it's a pretty good. Pretty good crew. So I don't know what Lauren Michaels is thinking about this shakeup.
Well, in my mind, I like, and I don't know who exactly was let go or whatever. But in my mind, they've done their time. And
yeah, but some of the ones they let go are newer.
And SNL is a stressful environment, if you will.
Yeah.
And I would like to think, because I always try to be positive, that it's time for them they've proven themselves, and it's time for them to move on to bigger and better things,
right,
and open the door for the younger unknowns to prove themselves.
Yeah.
Does right. that make sense?
I guess, but I mean, these people that they're bringing on, I've heard people talking about the change up, and nobody really knows who these people are. So it's going to be a cast of almost complete unknowns.
But that's that's the premise of the show.
I guess, but there were the ones that he just let go were new, and I thought that they were making headway.
No.
You know, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
I thought he was retiring.
Lorne Michaels?
Yeah.
I heard that he was going to retire and turn the whole thing over to...
Tina Fey?
Tina Fey or Jost, Colin Jost.
Mm.
Yeah. Which both make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I think it'll be interesting to see. But the whole idea...
So that's for the 51st season that's going to be coming out, I guess, this fall. I think it starts in October or November. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, so that's a question right there. What would the big question be? And this is from my buddy John. Why is there childhood cancer? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, yeah.
Let's not
be so concerned about us.
Let's not be so selfish.
Right. That's,
you know, why is there world hunger?
Yep. Why is there Donald Trump? Anyway, folks, we've already been prattling along enough, long enough to get to our third and final break of the show.
So we're headed into fourth down.
Look at us with our football analogies. All right, folks, with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here's a little sort of provocative song by Aerosmith. Dig this.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, that was Aerosmith, and I'm pretty sure he was talking about the vinyl and not his grossly enlarged member, but it is
a
song.
He's a small man.
Look, man, sometimes those small dudes will surprise you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Anyway, folks, 727-804-5891 is the number to call. This is our fourth and final break of the show. It goes quick. It goes really quick. And I got plenty of stuff to talk about, so pay attention, and it's not too late to... text or you know what, don't call at this point. It's too late to call.
It's too late.
We've been getting texts all evening, and I always appreciate that, because it's something that we can respond to right away and keep the show going, you know, in that kind of thing.
Show us your birds.
Mm-hmm. Here's something. Hold on. Well, where? Oh, Ty, I wanted to mention this to you, because you know that Ozzy Osbourne just passed away recently.
Yeah.
And Roger Waters of Pink Floyd apparently did not like Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, he was always kind of a butthole.
He's always been kind of a dick, right? And the other day he said something on some sort of an interview that painted Ozzy in a bad light. And then what I love is that Ozzy's son
in a bad light,
right?
What?
What I love is that Ozzy's son Jack fired back with my father always thought that you were a cunt. Thanks for proving him right.
Oh,
yeah, right. Thanks for proving him right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's like, when do you let it go?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just, I mean, you can't say anything nice about somebody who was in the same industry as you. I mean, what did he? Did he steal your wife? I mean, why do you have such a bad attitude about Ozzy Osbourne? You
know? Watch Bambi. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Zip it.
Here's something cool, very cool, I think. So you know that here, and I'm guessing it's happened across the country, where they've been taking out all of the LGBTQ crosswalks and stuff like that. It's a big thing here in the state of Florida.
Oh, it's all across the country.
Okay. So now here's this thing, and I love this. It's called, have you heard about the pothole project?
Oh,
have you heard about it? Okay.
I like where it's going.
This is fantastic. So you, if you have a painted rainbow crosswalk, they're going to come and they're going to paint over it, right? Well, a lot of times you've got potholes. So what the pothole project is suggesting is that now, and you go and you paint a rainbow arc around the worst pothole in your town, and they're going to come out and not only get rid of the rainbow, but they're going to fix the pothole. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's what they do. Hopefully they don't just spray the paint away or the chalk away. They actually fix it. So it's okay, we can use this to our advantage.
Yeah.
And this is the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the south side of Central, our street is paved.
Yeah.
We still have bricks.
Right.
South of Central, it's paved, but they paved over
the bricks. Oh, my God.
And the potholes
are ridiculous. And they show up all the time. You've got to be very careful. I mean, on both sides of the traffic circle, you've got to be so careful because they got some potholes that show up over there that are like.
But these potholes
car killers
are exposing the brick.
Right.
That is still underneath.
Right.
And it's like, take the asphalt off.
Well, what do you think is going to happen if they ever decide to pave in front of our house? We live on Park Street, which
we will not allow.
It's brick paved in front of our house for probably a mile, I would imagine, about a mile. So we live not necessarily in the middle, but we're somewhere in that stretch. And I can't even imagine. Now, look, sometimes they have to come and they have to replace the bricks.
They had to replace the bricks. Yeah, reset the
bricks. That happens. That just happened just not too long ago, right out in front of our house.
But,
and there's a couple of places along the way where there's some dips. But yeah, whatever happens on the other side of Central Avenue, where they paved over the bricks, it's ridiculous. There's constantly potholes over there.
And it's like, why is? And
where's
those,
the pothole project when you need them?
The pavement that they put over the bricks, like you said, is deep. They're car killers.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So anyway, I dig this. And when I saw that, I was like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. If you want to get your city employees, the ones that go out and fix it, all you got to do is paint a rainbow around it.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, I dig that. So that's very cool.
Trip hazard on a sidewalk. Yep. Will they do that, or is it just roads for right now?
I don't know. Who knows? I dig it. I just like the whole thing.
I also saw where people were painting, you know, because of you can't paint the street.
Yeah.
But you can paint your driveway.
Yeah.
You can, anything that you own. So they're replacing it, with a walkway just to show support.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One of the things I wanted to mention, Steph and I watched this documentary the other day, and I believe it was on Netflix, and it's called The Unknown Number.
I'm not sure which platform we were on.
I think it was Netflix. If you've got teenage kids, and everybody's got a phone these days, but this
frightening documentary.
It's like, wow. this is crazy. And it's from a very small town in Michigan, and it has to deal with a a school,
high school
that has about
kids.
700 kids. No. But it starts from nursery school all the way to 12th grade. I mean,
that's the population.
That's it.
Of
you know,
their
there's
whole
one there's
school
one stoplight
system.
There's one stoplight
it which is a blinker,
right?
It's not even
right. It's a four-way blinker in the middle of the town, you know what I mean? It's small, but
it's crazy. Yeah. This documentary is enlightening.
Oh, no, so we got Jazz, we cut out.
Oh well, keep talking.
Yeah, keep going.
We're close.
Oh yep, I see it. Hold on, we're back at stream time.
Thanks, Debbie.
It says we're streaming.
Okay.
Well, so let me know.
It says, okay, we just got it. You're back.
Okay.
So we dipped.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had something to do with the storm or what. But
yeah, had something.
Thanks, Deb.
And my stream time
yeah.
only shows 44 seconds.
Okay, that's good. I don't know what we were talking about. Do you have any idea?
The show, the unknown caller.
Yeah. Unknown number.
Unknown number.
Is a documentary on, I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. And I've now seen it twice because I watched it by myself one of the days that I was homesick. And then when mom got home, Ty, I watched it again with her. And it's crazy how much you pick up the second time you watch it, but it's a really good. It's
well,
super
what
good.
What happened?
So what it is, it's all about, so all these
it's
kids.
All about, it's all about bullying.
It's all about
text message
bullying. And it's crazy. And what's crazy is when you find out who the culprit is, it's like, what?
Well, I think I heard about this.
It's pretty, it's good to watch.
And
it's
you
good to
wonder
watch.
What's wrong with America?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
Yeah.
It all starts at home.
It's called Unknown Number, and it's on Netflix. Very good. I enjoyed it. I'll watch it again just because when I watched it for the second time with you, you mentioned something that I hadn't even thought about the first time I watched it. And it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. This is kind of like Making a Murderer.
Right.
I want to watch it again because you've said you've seen.
Yeah.
You saw more the second time.
I certainly did.
Than the first time. And it's like, oh, I'm going to have to watch this.
Well, what I thought was interesting is that the first time I watched it, I had certain thoughts about the players and the whole thing. And I had, you know, I sort of dismissed certain things. But then when you watched it and told me what you thought, I was like, yeah. Right. Now I was watching it for the second time and it was like, Oh, I see that. I see your point of view. That wasn't my point of view the first time I watched it, but now I could definitely see that's the issue. Yeah. Unknown Number. It's on Netflix. Very good. One of the things that I was thinking about the other day, and I'm not even really sure why I thought about this, but, I know why. You and I, Steph, we watched the other night. A movie that's one of my, I'm thinking top five favorites. Oh. And it was The Talented Mr. Ripley with Matt Damon. Okay, Matt Damon and Jude Law. And
Cate Blanchett.
And Gwyneth Paltrow. And what's his name, the one that passed away? Seymour, whatever his name is.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, yes. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Fantastic movie.
We watched the newer
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
We watched the newer series, Ripley.
Right.
And then we wanted to watch the movie right after, but I couldn't find it.
Anyway,
and I
so
found it.
It got me after watching that the other night, it got me thinking about what are my favorite movies of all time. What are my like can you say what your top five favorite movies are?
Top five?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Go ahead. What are they?
All right, so
I was able to put mine down pretty quick. I was like, okay, yeah. bam.
And mine aren't necessarily going to be in order.
Okay, well they don't have to be. So if they're in the top five, that's what it is.
Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And then Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm. I didn't put that in my top five, but yeah.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, okay, that's in my top five. So now you're what? Three, right?
Yeah.
Two more.
I have to think about it.
Okay, well, think about this. Steph, what do you got?
All right, my three.
All right, so we're looking at five.
I know, five.
Yeah.
Birdcage.
Oh, my God. That should have been one of mine.
Birdcage is always.
Birdcage is, if it's not in my top five, it's like six.
Yeah, well, Birdcage, Forrest Gump.
Yes, I got that.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yep, I got that.
Pulp Fiction.
See, I don't have that. I should have had that.
And Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow. Okay, I want to talk about the Wizard of Oz. In my list, I've got Raging Bull, which is a fantastic movie, Forrest Gump, Goodfellas, Talented Mr. Ripley, but then I also have a classic, Rear Window.
Oh.
Rear Window is always with Thelma Ritter. And Jimmy.
Oh, I love Thelma Ritter.
Jimmy and Grace. And Raymond Burr is the killer.
Yeah.
It's a great, fantastic movie. Alfred Hitchcock.
At your current age, where does Chitty Chitty Bang Bang fall?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I think I've seen it too many times to be like, okay.
I'm just curious. If it, you saw it or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to re-see it.
Steph,
oh, my God. Chitty Chitty Bang. Great movie.
Steph, you mentioned Wizard of Oz, and what's so cool is Pulp Fiction, Birdcage, and Lost Boys. That's from David Ann Gray.
Oh, Lost Boys.
Yeah.
The problem with Lost Boys is it encourages you.
Birdcage is phenomenal.
Birdcage is.
I'm looking at my list now. Which one could I? Maybe we need more than the top five. Maybe it needs top 10. That's
love
better.
Birdcage.
But anyway, you. Steph,
I would love to see Birdcage on stage. I would love to see that as a live theater production.
Steph, you mentioned Wizard of Oz is one of your favorites, and it's always been one of my favorites, too. And we mentioned a month or so ago that Wizard of Oz is going to be premiered at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
It started.
Oh, it's already started. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Lenny and Solveig, great choices, Marco. Hold on. Trying to get to where I can respond to these. I would add the women.
Oh. Hold on, I gotta write that down. I've not seen that.
The women, and then says OG. So that must be original gangster. That must be the original women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm guessing.
Original gangster.
Yeah.
Women. I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. Watch list for the weekend.
But what's so cool is, Steph, is you mentioned Wizard of Oz, and we talked about a month ago about the possibility of going out to Vegas and seeing the Wizard of Oz in the Sphere.
Right.
Because we saw that Sunday morning episode, and they were showing how unbelievable badass it was going to be. It was like more than 5G. It was like unbelievable. It's going to be a whole experience.
It was like
you were there, right?
It's sight, smell.
Right. Yeah. So today I saw a clip, right? I saw a clip, and you know the part where they're on the yellow brick road, and all of a sudden they get into like the apple orchard,
right?
And the apple trees start throwing apples at them. People were getting pelted with apples, I'm guessing they were foam out. You can't. I mean, what's the liability? You start throwing real apples at people in the audience, but people were like, "Oh my God, we're getting pelted with apples."
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole experience.
Immersive experience. Right.
So I don't know. I thought that was cool.
It needs to be for the price of the tickets.
Right.
I'm just saying, it should change my life.
Yeah, well, I probably would. Probably would. Let's see. Well, I think we talked about that earlier, so that's gone. I saw something. Does anybody want to live to be 100? I don't. Not after seeing what age does to you. I don't want to see.
Unless I am anywhere
near 100.
Fully functional.
But I got this thing here quickly. Seven things you can do to reach 100. It says drink a glass of water every morning. First thing you do when you wake up. Nutrient-dense breakfast. Stretch your body. Activate your nervous system. This one says...
doesn't mean scaring people. Yeah,
right.
FYI.
Yeah, practice mindfulness. This one says set intentions, have a plan. And this one says enjoy your morning coffee. And what this one says... So this whole thing was basically put together by a coffee company. Because that was the big one. Enjoy your morning coffee. How many times do you hear that you can't drink too much coffee? It's going to kill you. And now all of a sudden, that's one of the things that's going to get you to be 100 years old. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Science is an educated guess.
Yep. I saw something the other day. It says that scientists believe that the function of zebra stripes are to deter insects. So a team of scientists painted black and white stripes on cows. They found that it reduced the number of biting flies by like 50%.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Next summer...
Everybody's wearing black and white striped bathing suits.
I'm going to be dressed like a referee all summer.
We're all going to look like prison mm-hmm. inmates.
Yeah.
We'll be sleeping on our stripes.
Right. Let's see. What else? We did that. Seven things. We did that.
Favorite. Do you think the stripes, did you think it would matter if they were vertical or horizontal?
I don't know. What's your favorite color, Ty?
Green.
Green. You too.
Green.
My favorite color is orange. Have you ever met anybody in your life that said that their favorite color was brown?
No.
Not ever in my life.
Nope. I take that back. One of Hannah's friends,
right.
Without giving too much information, mm-hmm. Her dad married a woman whose favorite color was brown.
See, I almost feel like that's, I don't know what I think about that. Brown is such a... orange is almost just like a brighter brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Orange is like a, orange is brown with a little bit of sass to it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I love the earth tone. I like earth tones. I'm not the blue. I'm not the red. I'm not the green, which is earth tone, but I've always liked orange just the because warmer. It's warm.
Yeah,
right.
Warmer.
But I've never heard in my life anybody say that their favorite color was brown.
As I recall, her favorite color was brown, and I believe she either wore a brown wedding dress or the bridesmaids wore brown.
Right.
She was into the brown.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple of...
He just apologized to his own beer.
Yeah, right. I almost knocked over my own beer. Damn it. Well, let's see. I got a couple of things, but we don't have any time left. So what I have to do is I have to do these quotes.
Okay.
You ready? I do these quotes at the end of every show, and this is one of the only things that has lasted for as long as we've done this show. We've had a game that used to be called Stump the Chump.
We've done a lot of things.
I've always, from the very beginning, done quotes at the end of every show. So the first one says, Trump goes 5 days without violating the Constitution, and we all assume he's dead.
Yep.
Yeah. Our best hope is that Trump is taking medical advice from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm.
This one says...
Or himself. Inject some bleach.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, what's wrong with sentimental? Sentimental means you like stuff. That's from Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I like that. It says, mentally, I'm still 25. Humor-wise, I'm 13. But physically, I'm pretty sure I fought in the Civil War.
Yeah. Oh, God, so true.
This one says, you will never find justice in a world where criminals make the rules. And that's by Bob Marley. And I love this one. And Duchess posted this one earlier this week. And it says, I don't care how much I have to pay for boneless watermelon. It's worth it. Boneless watermelon.
Love it.
I love it, too. That's great.
That was there.
Yep. So anyway, folks, we are down to the end of the show. And Steph, I've had a great time.
I've had a great time.
I've had a really good time. Even if we didn't win the Best of the Bay, bastards. Someday, maybe.
But, no, we don't know.
No, we do know. We didn't. Do we know? We didn't get our.
Are you sure?
We know we didn't come in first, second, or third. We would have been
invited. That doesn't mean that we won't leave with the trophy.
Exactly.
So we should buy tickets to go to the party.
That was my question. Do we still go?
I like you, Ty.
And do we?
I've always liked you.
Do we determine for ourselves who leaves with the trophy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Happy weekend.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. What about you, kid?
Be safe out there.
Be safe out there. Yep. I will say, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs. I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I liked your watermelon quote.
Love your watermelon quote.
Yeah. And thank you so much to everybody that plays along with the show. It truly means a lot.
It does.
It helps.
It really does.
Yeah. Because otherwise, it's just the three of us talking to ourselves here in this room.
But right. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, have a safe weekend. We're having a bit of a storm here in our little portion of the FLA. We will survive.
Ramping up again.
Yeah, we will survive. But anyway, folks, we love speaking with you every Friday evening and look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Have a great weekend.